world markets took a hit again today over concerns about debt and growth. Too much of the former, not enough of the latter. Although they did bounce back a little bit at the end of the day because of the relative calm of Wall Street earlier today. But in Europe, bank shares took the brunt of the losses, dragged down by rumors of potential losses on bonds issued by heavily indebted governments. Mark Gregory is the BBC's business reporter. Let's start with him today. Mark, what's going on?
With bank shares, they took another big hit. It wasn't anything very specific. It's just the continuing worries that European banks are in the firing line because of all those bonds they've bought of Eurozone governments like Ireland and Greece that are now in deep, deep trouble, and that eventually, in the market's parlance, these banks are going to have to suffer a big haircut, huge losses. If there was some kind of trigger for it this week, it was probably what the market saw as the dismal failure of a summit on the euro that brought together Europe's most powerful politicians, Nicolas Sarkozy of France and Angela Merkel of Germany. The markets were hoping that this euro meeting would result in some concrete proposals like new euro bonds that would bail the banks and other European investors out of their problems, but in fact it came up with some fairly wishy-washy stuff, which gave the investors in Europe another reason to feel miserable.
What about the European Central Bank? That's like the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. It sparked a drop last week by buying up debt, but not buying it from some of these troubled countries like Italy and Spain. So has it been since? Can it step in and do anything?
Well, I think the feeling is that the European Central Bank is probably doing as much as it can do, and that really it's the ball is in the court of the various governments to try and do something about the problems of the currency.
Well, and you mentioned the different governments and what they can do. We read today that Spain is cutting the sales tax on new homes to try to spur the construction sector. What else are you seeing, if anything?
That certainly gave a bit of a fillip to the market. The idea that Spain, which of course is in the midst of a huge austerity program, is finding room to give a little bit of stimulus to the Spanish economy. But of course, as far as the markets are concerned, they're perfectly well aware that actually the leeway that European governments have to stimulate their economies is extremely limited because, of course, this is a time of huge debts, austerities. Most governments, to give themselves credibility, are in the midst of big austerity programs. And so there might be one or two moves the other way, as we saw on Friday from Spain, but they're not going to be very big ones. And of course, that's a very different policy scenario than was the case, say, after the collapse of Lehman Brothers 3 years ago. Then the problems were much worse, but on the other hand, policymakers had many more tools in their locker to deal with the issues. One of the issues affecting the markets now is a perception that actually governments and central banks have done all they can do, and there's not much more they can do. And because of the need for austerity, they can't push a lot of stimulus into the economy to deal with the problems.
Read some tea leaves for us. What's the sense looking ahead? I mean, are we looking at, governments going into default? What's your sense?
There's a sense of uncertainty. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. And of course, there are a lot of very deep-seated fears that some Armageddon scenarios are going to happen. And it's going to take a very long time to resolve this crisis. And because a lot of the most affected Eurozone economies are growing so slowly, indeed, they're all on the borders of recession, it's kind of clear they're going to find it very difficult to grow their way out of their problems. And so these debt issues are going to be hanging around for a very long time to come. But on the other hand, you've got to put the thing in perspective. The share markets in Europe reached a peak in early May, as they did in the United States. Since then, share prices have fallen back about 15%, which is quite a correction, but it's not on a kind of monster massive scale.
Well, but meanwhile, you mentioned the United States. Of course, it's tied in, owns some of the bonds from these governments as well. What's the effect on the U.S. from the plummeting in Europe?
Well, from a European's perspective, they're also very concerned about the slowing economy in the United States. And the United States, of course, still accounts for about 20% of the world economy. So it's something Europe can't ignore.
But for now, the U.S. government has checked out some of the European-owned banks that are here in the States and found them to be solid. So we just want to have said that. Mark Gregory, the BBC's business reporter, thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.